Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on this January 1st, 2018. We are tagging today, Keeping Amazing Memories to Heart Monday, where Philippians 1 and 3 says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we so graciously thank you and honor you and praise your holy name, Lord God, on this January 1st, 2018. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing that you have placed on your people of God, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for showing yourself mighty, Lord God. And Lord, as we reflect back on the memories to Heart Monday, Lord God, we thank you for our very own Minister Ada Grace, Lord, who went home to be with you. We thank you for the amazing memories, the amazing messages, the amazing words of encouragement, the amazing takeaways, Lord God. We thank you for what you have done and the time that you have shared her with us. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as we go forth in this 2018, that you continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and all the TMC family, Lord God, as we go forth and bless your name, Lord God, and others will hear what you will have to say in through us, with us, and for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the people of God that will come forth, Lord, even those that don't know you, Lord. We're calling them forth in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless this call in a miraculous way. Anoint the speaker, oh God, that we all will hear what the Spirit has to say. And Lord, that we will go forth being doers of your word, because our desire this year, Lord, is to get closer to you. Closer to you, Lord God. And you said that as we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's such a joy to encourage you and to bless you on this January 1st, 2018, Keeping Amazing Memories to Heart Monday. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Prayer General, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with such a powerful prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia, and we want to thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. You know, this call is all about the Master. And each day, Monday through Friday, we get together to give God the praise, the glory, and honor that is due him as we start our day. This call was founded by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Without their yes and their obedience, we would not be here to receive a word for such a time as this. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and encourage believers as we begin our day. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We are, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that is led by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life who come together to help enhance the lives of others. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. You know that we have a website where you can go and get the speaker's bios, read any prayer objectives that we have, and you can visit that website by going to www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet as Minister Brenda did or host as I am doing now, if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. We know that you should be getting ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Life Extravaganza, March 9th through the 11th at the Sheraton Gateway, Los Angeles, California. Check your back office for more information. Registration is $29.99 right now. So if you would check your back office, you can get registered for the conference. So now I'm going to bring forward one of our very own co-founders to give our introduction. Dr. Vanessa, would you please come forward?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Kai, for serving as our host this morning. And thank you, as always, Prayer General, for greeting and seating us, especially on this first day of 2018, a day we've never seen before, a year we've never seen before, and we are excited about the new beginnings today. Just wanted to make just a few more announcements and emphasis on what's going on before we bring up our anointed and appointed mouthpiece for this morning. We are, as always, going to have our corporate fast that will start January 5th and go through the 26th. For those who can participate with us, the update of the information will be posted today on our website, but not saying pig out to the 5th, but please join us. We have so much to pray for. Our upcoming conference, just so many things that are going on in artists' lives and for us individually and collectively. We are doing a Daniel's fast, and plenty of information will be posted for those who know or those who don't know how to do the fast. We would love to have you participate. Corporate prayer, unity in prayer, everybody bombarding prayer directors on one accord gets the job done. So this is such an important time. And for those who are marathon saints who can go past 21 days and would like to go until the completion of 40 days, which is always a day before Valentine's Day. Even if you don't have a Valentine, you have something to celebrate, we invite you to join us. So I wanted to make sure we put that in front of you. And we want to give you our theme for 2018. I was laughing because I was going another way. And last night we had our watch night service. I'm sure many of you all were like me and in church giving God the glory as we brought in this new year, remembering the history of watch care with the Emancipation Proclamation, where Abraham Lincoln had freed us physically, but we were watching as the freedom rolled into the new year. Well, we need the freedom spiritually, emotionally, physically to roll in this year. So our theme is in 2018 through me. See, every day we say this theme, we're going to prophesy to your own self. In 2018 through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And the text scripture that really brings that home is in Mark 16, verses 15 through 20. So we're going to be fortifying our faith with that theme throughout the year, reminding us that individually we do our part, have our expectors up, ready to demonstrate, be a vessel, a living epistle of the power of God, and walk in revelation of understanding, no matter how bad it may get, because it is going to get worse this year before it gets better. I do see that prophetically. This is when you remember you are the remnant as believers in 2018. Through me, we're going to do our part individually as ministers in the marketplace. I'll have a supernatural expectation, expecting the demonstration as my mind cooperates with the revelation, and it will be fulfilled and seen. So amen for that theme. And last but not least, so we can get our speaker up, as our prayer general did elude, many of you are on the call this past Friday. And during our time of prayer requests and praise reports, we heard Minister Ada Levette Grace come on the line and thank all of us. And little did we know that would be the last time we would hear her voice on this side. And she is in the presence of the Lord. Minister Willa, myself, and others, we've been in touch with her husband, Doug, who she always called her beloved. And the homegoing celebration for her is going to be at her church. She often referred to Clarendon Road Church there in Brooklyn, New York, this coming Friday as the services, January 5th at 11. And the viewing will be the day before from 5 p.m. to 7. We'll be that day from 5 to 7, and the service will be at 7 p.m. on Friday, January 5th. So please, please continue to keep him in prayer. He loved her dearly, and we know she loved him, her mother, her family. Her daughter Jessica was there with her and her kids there in New York when she transitioned. So I'm praying a lot for Miss Willa and Candy, because you know they brought her to the call out of relationship. So we are covering her. I know it's a shock to many of you all, but God knew. And so we are lifting them up, celebrating her life. And we're going to be calling on those of our artist members in that New York area to definitely see if you can make your way that Friday to the homegoing ceremony. And when I spoke with Doug, he said there will be a memorial service in Chicago thereafter, and we'll have those details to come. All righty. Well, there is a clear clarion, anointed and appointed word from the Lord this morning, and I am humbled and honored, connected at the hip and definitely yoked together at the heart with my co-founder, who we've been in this journey together, absolutely love and adore the God in her. She truly is an evangelist. Why do I say that? Because evangelists have the mercy, the heart, the drive. She's the cheerleader to get you up and going. When she loves hard. Whatever she does, she gives it 110%. And for that, we are grateful. I want to introduce to some and present to others a woman who has been giving us a series that has been absolutely powerful, book on choices, and she's a newlywed with her beloved Lester Patton. They had an awesome time with her daughter in Alaska over the holidays, and she has a son, Eddie Jr., there in Colorado Springs, but she loves this artist life family and this Master Call family. So I'm going to give her her minute and add one, since I took one of her minutes or two. So come on to the floor, our awesome mouthpiece is going to bring the message, our co-founder, whom we love and adore, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, back home in Mississippi. Good morning and welcome on this first day of this year to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my dear sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Pearview, Texas. I thank God for you. Happy New Year, my sister.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for that invitation. Thank you for your introduction. I surely, surely appreciate you. Love up on you from here in Silver Creek, Mississippi, and throwing kisses to Mother Josie there. And I know that she's probably still sleeping, but when you wake up, when she wakes up, let her know just what I said. And I thank God for you and the theme that you've given this morning. In 2018, through me, through PK, what anybody else is doing, but what am I going to do in 2018, recognizing supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and I'm telling you, in 2018, we're going to have to look for some supernatural, because our natural stuff ain't going to work. It ain't going to work in 2018. Supernatural expectations, demonstrations, revelations, and believing that they will be fulfilled and seen in 2018. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful theme. You always give us something to chew on, girl, and this is a mouthful, heartful, to really, really wake us up as we are entering 2018. I say to each of you, wow, 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 to God be the glory. We made it to 2018. Here we are. Here we are. I want to just pause to say thank you, Jesus, that I'm here. There is a song that says, I need you to survive. Well, the older I get, the more relevant the words to this song becomes to me and my life. And as we, the TMC family, celebrate the life of our sister, daughter, friend, prayer warrior, Ada Levette Grace, I am reminded that I truly, truly need you to survive. And you all know I'm nothing but a bucket of water. I can let out a cry anytime, but I want you to get happy with me as we are entering, and I was going one way, but the Lord led me another way. I talk to you a little bit about just the choices that we make and give you where I am going for 2018. Not only do I need you to survive, Tiffany Lauderdale, and I thank God for Minister Kai and for Minister Brenda this morning. I need you to survive, Sharon Stiles. I need you to survive. Will I need all of the ministers of the staff to survive? I need those who are listening to survive this year. I've decided, I made a choice, we made a decision that I should live and not die. Even when doctors give me a death sentence, I decided that I'm going to choose to live and not die. And I thank God that he's given me the power and the authority to do that. So I declare today, I give an affirmation that this year is going to be a year of my living, not just surviving. Yes, I want us to survive, but to live a super fantastic lifestyle. And how do I do that? Only as I look to Jesus, as I look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I thank you, God, as we go to him in prayer, for this opportunity to come before your people today to just bring a word, because just one word from you, God, would truly make the difference in our lives. Just a word from you will set us free to soar as eagles. Just a word from you will give us what we need so that we can indeed live and expect and demonstrate and have the revelations that you are bringing into our lives in 2018. And we thank you and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, to God be the glory, you all. I am excited as I'm sitting here in my den this today. It is so cold. I know that my husband is probably going to jump up out of the bed as I say. My water pipes are frozen. No water to wash my face this morning, but I thank God I had my tea kettle. So, you know, we do what Mississippians do. We take lemons and we make lemonade. Ha, glory to God. I'm just so thankful that I'm able to get up and turn the faucet on and see that it's no water. So I'm sitting here looking at the fireplace, and the fire is going, and I'm saying, Lord, you know, in this life, we will have some ups and downs. In this life, there are things that we can control, and then there are things that we have absolutely no control over. But God, in all of these things, you said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. So in everything this morning, as I sit here, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, here is a word that I want to give to you all, which is validated by Philippians 3:13-14. Brothers and sisters, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I'm going to press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. My subject for today is put your eyes on Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Now, as I was preparing, the Lord asked, gave me this, says, have you really tied up all the loose ends of 2017? As this new year began, I want you to make sure that you have not brought along baggage that should be left behind in 2017. Have you sought to clear up offenses? Is there anybody that you are holding a grudge against that you need to clear up? Have you closed the doors that needed to be closed and are attempting to open and crack doors that God wants you to open so that you can walk on through as you are looking to Jesus? When you do this, your new year will be bright and uncluttered. Ha! When we are looking down sometimes, we can see all of the clutter at our feet. Ha! But when we lift our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help, as I'm looking out my window this morning and looking to the skyline, I see the sun is rising on the rising in the sky. I can see that that light is coming where there was darkness. We need to lift our eyes to Jesus. When we look at the level of humans and see what is going on around us, things can look mighty dark and mighty dim because it does not look like, hey, glory, that anybody is doing and living like God would have them to live. Look like folk are making choices that are deadly. As I was looking at the ball dropping last night, I didn't go out. It was cold here. Real cold, down in the dropped on down in the 20s and teens, they say. But so I turned the TV on and I looked at the ball dropping, and as the ball was dropping, and I was looking to people and I was listening to the people, and I looked at Baby and I said, Babe, ain't nobody said to God be the glory. Ain't nobody said thank you, Lord, for allowing us to get here. Nobody said anything about Jesus, God Almighty. Nobody mentioned his name. I said, no wonder we are in the mess that we are in. We've got to look to the hills. So we turned the TV off, and we did our devotion, and we prayed, and we asked God to help us to walk into 2018 with our eyes fixed on Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Now, there are some points that I want to make as we enter into 2018. Number one, I want you to know that we are going to be doing a series. The last part of this is a fresh start is here for us. A clean slate is available for us. Sign off to last year, 2017, and get the freshness of the new year, 2018, envelop you as you cast your eyes up on Jesus. Isn't that some good stuff? Oh, yes, it is, and I thank God for it. So I said, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do for 2018? He says, I want you to let the people know that indeed they ask the questions. They are going to be asked. I remember when I was a little girl, I used to kind of hate to go to school after Christmas, because everybody wanted to know, what gift did you get for Christmas? And I normally got a bag with some apples and oranges and candy in it when they were getting bicycles. I never got a bicycle as a little girl growing up. And it was hard for me to make my list long about the gifts and the things that I received. And so I don't know what you receive for Christmas, but I want you to know that Jesus wants you to know that he has given you some spiritual gifts that he wants you to build on in 2018. So what are we going to be talking about in 2018, we are going to be talking about the miraculous gift that God has given us, the gifts of apostles and healing, all of the gifts over in 1 Corinthians 12:28, the apostles, the tongues, the interpretation, miracles, and healing. We're going to be talking about the enabling gift of faith and discernment, wisdom, and knowledge. We're going to be talking about the team gifts that are found in Romans. And my question to you that I want you to go and just kind of dig into is, how many gifts did God give given to us, spiritual gifts are given to us, and then how many gifts are you absolutely operating out of and that you are using? Are your gifts still wrapped up? If so, in 2018, our goal is to help you unwrap your gifts. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that extra minute that you gave me because I absolutely needed it. I want all of us to know that we are going to be dealing with the spiritual gifts that God has given us to build the body and to build the kingdom of God as we cast our eyes and look upon Jesus. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Amen.
Minister Cass.
Minister Cass.
Okay.
I will be calling you back, Mama PK, to give us our benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you for the woman of God who brought forth the word this morning. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch her body, O Heavenly Father. Father God, make her whole, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you that everything that she touches will prosper, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you right now that our beautiful sister, Minister Ada, is resting with you, O Lord. We ask that you be the comfort for her family, her husband, Doug, and all of her children and grandchildren, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you continue to just be with Minister Willa and Pastor Candy. Lord, we know that this is a difficult time, Father, and losing a loved one is always hard, Lord. But we ask that we see it through your eyes, Father, not as a loss, O Heavenly Father, but as a celebration of a life, knowing that she is resting well with you. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to just be the hedge of protection around artist's life. We know that you are working things out for our good and your glory. We know that you just continue to do the exceeding and abundant more than we can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in us. And we surrender and submit it all to you on this first day of 2018 as we step forward with expectation, as we meet you at the altar, oh God. We just want to thank you and be that which you've called us to be. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen. Amen and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. If you want to hear today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677 pound. We know that today is Inspirational Mondays, and our very own Dr. Vanessa will be bringing forth the word. So you can join that call immediately after this call. We are so thankful that you joined us here on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. Dr. PK, can you come forth and give us our benediction?
Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Minister Kai. I definitely can. As we close today, remember our theme in 2018 through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations will be fulfilled and seen. How? As we look to Jesus. Let us look to Jesus. Choose to look to Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask that your precious spirit will rest, rule, and abide with all of us as we leave this call, but continue in your presence. This is our prayer in your holy name. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life as you enter into 2018. Bye-bye.